So up 3-1, a leadoff double here in the sixth, and here's Addison Barcher over two. And Barcher hits a fly ball to deep right field, and this one is gone. Their third home run of the game. Number 12 on the season for Addison Barcher. It is 5-1.
He's tied for second on the team, even though this is just his 67th game.
Addison Barcher, the Blue Jays win again last night. Nine in a row for the Jays. They still have first place in the AL East and are building on it. Saw a graphic. They were third in May, third in the AL East, and six games back.
I think eight games back.
Eight games back, and yeah. Now they have a three-game lead in the AL East.
Yeah, over the Yankees.
Who really, have not really been cool. Playing well, the Yankees.
No, they had a long losing streak going until they won the other night. Judge hit, a walk-off. So
I think I saw a tweet from Sal Mariana of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle.
Yep.
Where I was like, oh, I was like, I know the anger behind that tweet. Like, it was like, sell the team, fire everybody, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, oh, it's just like a Tuesday night in from October to April for Sabres fans.
Yep. Yeah. Where are you at on them?
I don't care.
I mean, we're still waiting for the move that was supposed to be like their number one move of the offseason,
really.
Right?
I mean,
we're just waiting for a Byram trade. That's now until the start of the season?
Yeah, I guess.
Or until whenever they actually end up making
but
it.
But kind of waited too long and probably won't get the same value they would have got for him like a month ago.
Yeah. When you say that, was there anything they could have done that would have got you really bought in?
Overpaid for somebody.
Or is
like
it,
grossly overpaid for somebody.
Okay. Like if they'd signed Nikolai Ehlers $10
sure.
million dollars a year.
Whatever.
You would have been in?
Yep.
In on the season, not just on the signing. Like,
fine.
Because
yeah.
I do think there's a growing crowd of it doesn't matter what they do, I will believe it when I actually start seeing them stack some wins.
Want to know why there's a growing crowd of that? Because they don't ever try.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting mad about fantasy. We're getting mad about potential moves and using that as an excuse when in reality, they don't make any moves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the J.J. Paterka trade, I get it, but to me, you traded the best. You got rid of the best player
sure.
in the trade.
Of course, they did.
I think you maybe Doan will be a nice third line player for them, and Kesselring will be a great second pair defenseman, and maybe even elevate Owen Power next to him. I don't know, but I can tell you
yep.
that if there's no way this was the plan that they sold Rasmus Dahlin on.
No,
there's no way.
No, I can't imagine that they. You know, when the season ended in April, that they thought their offseason would consist of Paterka out and
Justin
Byram,
Danforth.
Byram not out. And, right, their five biggest acquisitions being two from Kesselring, Doan, Alex Lyon, and Justin Danforth.
Fantastic.
Like, that's not
it's
really.
Not a serious,
it's not
a, not a serious.
It's tinkering. It's not a real offseason from a team that would be desperate to win.
It's moves made by a team that is just that has a great roster and is just tinkering. They
yeah.
just don't make moves. They don't make big moves.
Or they are moves by a GM that either can't or doesn't know how to make big moves like that.
Yeah.
And it could be the former. It could be can't. But
doesn't it don't you want to feel like he's
it can't
trying
totally be can't.
To me, it's why aren't they I want to feel like I see them get rejected in I want
sure. yeah.
the Sabres offered Ehlers $10 million, and he said no.
I know. That's where I'm not sure everybody agrees with that, but I do. I believe, like, when they.
I would give them more benefit of doubt if it was like, well, they were in on four free agents. They
yeah.
they offered the most money by $2.5 million, and players just won't go there.
Like, when I see that the Sabres were trying to spin Paterka into Noah Dobson of the Islanders, who got Norris votes two
yep.
years ago, and just got a $9.5 million contract from Montreal. Like, when I see the Sabres wanted that guy and he told them no, I think good on them for trying.
Yes.
Good on them for going for the big idea and not just going immediately for, oh, I'll take your third pair defenseman, then we're going to put in a bigger role. That's where they end up. So I guess at some point, that's what matters, right? But I want to believe they're at least trying to make these impactful moves. And other than like that Dobson rumor, like you haven't seen anything. I don't know. Did they call on Ehlers? Did they try? Did they offer him something? I don't know.
I would feel,
I haven't seen anybody say it.
It's weird that I feel like I really would feel better if they were just in the public doing whatever they could, willing to overpay by $2-3 million.
Yeah.
And guys just saying no, like it's just, we're not interested.
Like you have seen, you do see that from other teams.
Yeah.
Like when Paterka gets dealt, I've seen maybe 4 different reports from other markets about, hey, our team did try.
We wanted them.
Michael Russo from Minnesota.
Yep.
He reported, tweeted out, whatever, that Bill Guerin, the Wild GM, had offered Marco Rossi.
Yep.
And that was a part of his package that he wanted Paterka. There was a Friedman quote about the Leafs
yep.
being in on Paterka, and the other teams have tried. So, like, you see other teams put in the effort, and then you learn about that. I think that is good PR for where the Sabres are at.
They need something.
Failing again and again and again and again is not also a great look, but I think it's a worse look
to not try,
to not swing at all.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, their reputation. I think their fans believe, Sabre fans believe, that their team isn't even trying
yeah.
to make these big, impactful moves.
And maybe they are.
I think that's worse.
And maybe they are. And we just don't ever hear about it. But I just, then how come we hear about other people trying?
Well, we heard about the Dobson one.
Yes.
So maybe were they ready to make a pitch to Marner?
And have another.
Not even to get yeah. him. Did they have a pitch ready? Were they going to have a meeting?
A slideshow?
If they could get to it, was there going to be a meeting? Or did they just never call? Never call the agent?
I would bet they probably never called. That one, you just. But even so, like, be the team that offers 14. I don't know.
16,
right?
17.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Do something desperate.
Dramatic and desperate.
Do something desperate. Yeah.
Because
do something Darcy has become do something desperate.
The alternative is what they've just been doing, which is not getting them anywhere.
No. I mean, I still will continue to say that the year they make it, I got to this point with the Bills and said this about the Bills. I believed at some point in the drought, I resigned myself to with the Bills. The year they make it, we're not going to expect it. They're going to make it one of these years, and it's going to feel like they got lucky here, they got lucky there, and they squeaked in when nobody saw it coming. And that is exactly how that played out. That
yeah.
team that made the playoffs for the Bills was not necessarily good.
No.
Negative point differential. They had a lot of turnovers, right? So they got some breaks to go their way. Obviously, the Tyler Boyd play is a break to go their way. And they made it, and no one was expecting it. People thought they were going to tank
yep.
that year. That's probably going to be the Sabres' existence, too. The year they make it, it's going to be, you know, they're expected to be like 24th in the NHL, and they get a hot goalie and a hot power play, and bang, bang, there they are. They're in. Just like that. And
yeah.
no one saw it coming. That's the best I can do, though. And that's not a great place, though, to be with your team where it's throw your hands up and go, well, one of these years they got to get lucky.
And isn't it a little bit too, at least for me, this is the case. It just feels like they're trying to build a team to win, to break into a wild card spot. They're not building a team that is going to, hey, that's a pesky team. They're going to get in. They might make some damage. They might win a round. Could they do enough to get swept
What would that be? What would that move be? Is, oh, look, they're trying to win more than just get in. I mean, that would be, you acquire a star goalie, right?
Or
you land on Jake Oettinger somehow.
Or Jason Robertson.
Yeah, that's the move that everybody wants. This is what that move would be.
Yeah.
Mark in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Mark?
Joe, how are you this morning?
Good.
I said I wouldn't call back in. I was done when they didn't hold ground on Paterka. But
you're back.
There has to be an underlying reason. There has to be. It has to be that Pegula's calling the shots or somebody up above that owns a team. They must want to decimate the team and move the team or sell the team, because there's absolutely no way that they're this inept. Now you're going to hold your ground on Bo Byram, whatever. You didn't hold your ground on Paterka. You didn't hold your ground on Eichel. You didn't hold your ground on Ryan O'Reilly. You had that guy from St. Louis they got in the O'Reilly trade. He left $20-some million on the table to get out of this organization. What is wrong? I mean, I'm not a Sabre hater. I've told you guys that. I mean, I'll use that line. I'm one of those old guys. I'm a Sabre lover as much as you guys. But there has to be an underlying reason. There's no way. There's absolutely. Kevin Adams was part of a Stanley Cup organization. There's no way that he's this NF. And Jarmo Kekalainen in 14 years, there's something wrong there. There's something. There's an underlying reason that they're this inept.
All right.
And they can't be that dumb.
Thanks, Mark. One thing, they're not trying to – this is not Major League where they're trying to tank the team and then move it. two, I think you could qualify this as an underlying problem. What's the difference between Bo Byram and all those other situations? There's a couple. One of them is he's not as good.
Yeah.
Definitively. He is not as good at what he does as Paterka or certainly Eichel or O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What I think the Sabres have a soft spot for, I don't even know how this could be misconstrued. They are very sensitive to anybody that doesn't want to play on the Sabres.
And they're
or
unwilling,
doesn't want to be in Buffalo.
And they're unwilling to take a chance on a guy to try to prove them wrong.
And the other thing is, that's not being reported about Byram right now. In fact, it's been pointed out from Friedman and other insiders, maybe LeBron was the one who reported this, that oh no, Byram doesn't want out of Buffalo. Like, that's not why a trade would happen. It's he just wants a bigger role.
Yeah.
And he feels blocked by Dahlin and Power.
Yep.
And is that the difference? Is the difference that all those other guys, now they just didn't believe in what was happening here. So, you know, get him out. You don't believe? Out.
Right.
Byram would be like, oh no, guys, I believe. I just want to play more minutes.
I want more.
I want to play on the power play.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Well, we'll hold firm on that guy. Like, that's probably all it is.
They are
very sensitive to anybody that even implies that they don't want to play in Buffalo.
And they need a perfect trade. They need, to them.
But not in those other instances, right? Maybe with Eichel. Maybe with Eichel they needed the perfect trade.
But what they do, though, in all of those situations is they wait till it gets to a point where they have depressed the value of that asset.
They didn't do that with Paterka. That was quick. That was quick, and there might have been better offers on the table. Maybe Dobson was one of them, and he told you no. But that was fast. That was not hold our ground, let's hold firm. O'Reilly was timeline, right? There was a bonus that kicked in on July 1st of that year, and they needed to do it. They needed to get rid of it. Now, Eichel's the only one they dragged out, maybe to get the perfect offer. And even that one, if you remember the timeline on that, Eichel was going to go on television because he had had enough. He had been hurt in April, and it was October, and he still hadn't had a surgery, so his neck wasn't healthy, couldn't even work out or whatever, and the season had started. Dude's trying to get back to playing, and nothing's happening on the trade front, so what does he do? He's going to go on television.
Yeah.
He's going to go on ESPN with Buchacross, and what's he probably going to do?
He's going to ragdoll you.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Sabres traded him that morning. That's not a coincidence.
No.
They got pressed. And they moved him. O'Reilly, there was a timeline. They got pressed. They moved him. Paterka, they just did it quickly.
Yeah.
Byram is the one that they're dragging out and looking for maybe more of a perfect offer. And I think the key difference is they just want to rid themselves of any situation as fast as possible of a guy that implies through reporting or even says it, like when O'Reilly said that he had lost his love for the game, that no, we can't have that. We can't have that anywhere near the facility. And I just think you don't always have to punt in those situations every single time. Paterka was one of those instances where I don't think you needed to punt.
I think, though, I think there's a real scenario where the Sabres say, we're not interested in paying this player $7.5 million. In which case, I'd say, okay.
And that's What do you mean with Byram?
Yeah, no, with Paterka.
Oh, with Paterka, yeah.
Yeah, if they didn't want to pay him $7.5 million and they knew somebody else was sure. going to and they wanted it, and they wanted to upgrade the defense, okay. But, like, right now, they've waited too long to replace him.
Right.
So now the game of musical chairs, there's no more dance partners. There's no more chairs left.
Yeah.
So now you're sitting there with an asset that you could have potentially moved to get a player to come in and play in your top six on the wing. Now there's nobody left in free. Jeff Skinner's left. How funny
Sign
would that
him.
Be?
Sign him. I saw a good chart about Skinner yesterday.
Yeah, great.
803-0550 is the phone number. Alex, hang on hold. We'll try to squeak in real quick. We have Ross Jackson coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some Saints as we rip through the Bills schedule coming up here on WGR.